Chapter 5. In Cato's House. Cato's house is very big, and he has got many slaves. He's good to them, and they have got sufficient food and clothing. Cato gives Agathon a blanket and a warm place to sleep.
Help the Greek slave,
he tells his house slaves. After a few days, the boy is strong again, and he's ready to begin his new job.
Octavio's mother is dead.
I can be his friend.
Every morning, Agathon teaches Octavio Latin, Greek, music, and art. Octavio is intelligent, and he finishes his lessons quickly. Agathon likes teaching him, but he's still sad because he's a slave and he can't see his family. One day, in their Greek lesson, Octavio asks Agathon,
Why are you always sad?
Don't worry. I'm not sad, Octavio,
says Agathon. But Octavio doesn't believe him.
Maybe Agathon is sad because he's always at home,
he thinks.
Let's go out,
Octavio says.
You can see Pompeii.
The boy and the slave walk through Pompeii for many hours. Finally, they're hungry. Octavio has got money, and they buy some food from a street vendor. They begin to eat the food, but suddenly the ground trembles under their feet.
Don't worry,
Octavio says.
It's Vesuvius the volcano. The gods throw bad people in there. Father says that. The ground is moving because the bad people are trying to escape.